This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we're going to be talking Social Security this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. I know it's always a very popular topic with a lot of calls, so I will tell you now, if you've got a question for CJ and Malia of Klaus Financial, now is the time to get on the phone and give us a call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That is spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website to learn more about Klaus Financial, learn more about their separate divisions. Also, you can sign up on the website for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a weekly email you'll receive in your inbox with a snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. So if you missed part of today's show, you want to go back and review or review a previous program, it's a nice little email you get once a week in your inbox with that information, of course, as well. Podcasts available up at klausfinancial.com and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. Great to talk with you, CJ. Malia, how are you?
Very good. I just realized our topic on Social Security is, we're in competition with people thinking about Memorial Day weekend coming up, and I'm not sure which is going to win. So try to concentrate this morning.
Yes, it is. I know a lot of us have as we get towards these three-day weekends, or some four-day, a little hard to focus, but it is an important conversation. We're also going to talk about paying taxes on Social Security. We'll get the details in just a moment. Right now, we'd love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Mention the website, mention the telephone number as well for Klaus Financial. Also got to mention, don't forget, each and every week we do the Klaus Quiz Question Week. This week is no exception. The great folks at Klaus Financial provided another fantastic prize. This week we'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Amazon. We can tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program. Little tip, though, if you listen closely to the show, typically both the Klaus Quiz Question as well as answer come up during the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week and get the question and also get the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a lot of callers calling in to win our prize, and Ruth of Madison was our first correct answer that called in, so congratulations to her today. The question was, if you put money into a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, when do you pay income taxes on that contribution? Is it the same tax year or sometime in the future? So again, Ruth was our winner last week. She said the same tax year. So everybody write that down so you know the answer for next time.
And we will we'll do a new one today as well, a new Klaus Quiz Question Week. Again, got a $25 gift card, chance to win that a little bit later in the program. And again, if you want to learn more about Klaus Financial, the website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. So we're going to be talking about Social Security income today, and something that a lot of people don't like to think about or talk about, which is the reality of having to pay taxes on those benefits. Is that actually true? Is that actually the case?
It is. Oh. Yeah, many people new to receiving Social Security or haven't been around Social Security discussions for a while are sometimes surprised to find out that a portion or up to, well, I should say either none or a portion or up to 85% of their Social Security benefits may be treated as taxable income. Now, just remember, there are kind of different sleeves of taxation. There is federal taxation, and then there is state taxation, and those can vary. In the state of Wisconsin, currently, there is no state income tax on Social Security benefits, and in the state of Illinois, there is also no state income tax assessed on Social Security. But we're going to be talking primarily about federal income tax, because if you know how those taxes work, the federal chunk tends to be a much larger chunk than anything a state takes out on average. But, you know, this is new information for some people. And so today we're going to go through kind of the understanding of the history of this, along with how do you know how much you would pay and what percentage of that Social Security income would be federally taxable. So we're going to go through all of that. But some things to understand. First, Social Security benefits were not always taxable. As a matter of fact, when Social Security was created in 1935, it began paying out benefits, and I should say it began in 1935, but began paying out benefits in 1940. At that time, the Treasury Department issued specific tax rulings that made it clear that Social Security benefits were excluded at that time from federal income taxation. Something to learn about politics, by the way, is when a politician tells you, I will never, or this is going to be this way, that doesn't stand forever, because often it's not that same person who is enacting different legislation down the road. But due to legislation that was enacted in 1983 by the Greenspan Commission, Social Security trust funds formally began to have Social Security recipients begin to pay taxes on a percentage of their Social Security benefits received above a certain income threshold. And Malia will be talking about what those income thresholds are today, of course. But currently, almost 20 million people pay income taxes every year on a percentage of their Social Security retirement or disability benefits. And that number, of course, could change if the current laws governing benefits are adjusted. Now, of note, SSI, known as supplemental Social Security income, is still not taxed, but more traditional Social Security benefits are. Also, remember that Social Security has a unique characteristic of getting its funding from both employee and employer contributions. This is known as the FICA withholding. If you look at your pay stub, you might see FICA or FUTA. The FICA portion is Social Security and Medicare. Workers are not taxed on the money their employers pay in payroll taxes. So when retirees get their benefits in the future, the future income payments from Social Security, the portion that came from their employer's tax payment should arguably be fully income tax, as it wasn't previously included in the worker's income. So what we're getting at here is sometimes people go, oh, I'm taxed twice, right? I got taxed on the way in, and I get taxed on the way out. That's actually not true. That's not true. But what is true is that it began with the statement of this is not going to be taxed, and now it is. Right. So that can be a little bit frustrating for people.
And I know we've had callers over the years that have called in a couple of times that wanted to argue that point and say, wait a second.
That's right.
It's always fun. You too, if you've got a question, you can call in. You don't got to argue so much as if you've got a question about retirement planning professionals. We got a retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial here to answer your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, telephone number at Claus Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Claus. It is complimentary. 442-5637. And the website, claasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And I saw some interesting notes about kind of just the sheer numbers we're talking about here, CJ.
Yeah. So in 2021, an average of 65 million Americans per month will receive a Social Security benefit, which totals over $1 trillion in benefits paid during the year. I mean, it's incredible to think about. Now, of that, retired workers account for about 46 million of the total 65, which accounts for about 71.5 billion in payouts of the 1 trillion total. The average amount that somebody receives from Social Security is $1,544 per month. And then the other portion, because I mentioned majority are retired workers, the other minority would be dependents, disabled people, or survivor benefits. So Social Security actually has now multiple facets to it. It used to just be kind of like you put money in here and we'll pay you out later on. Now it's got dependent care, disabled care, survivor care, Social Security supplemental income care. So there's more facets to it, but still today, the majority of recipients are retired workers.
That is a stagger. That's huge numbers there. Talking this morning with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. They'd love to help you. They'd love to talk with you this morning. If you've got a question, we'd love to get you on the program. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about CJ, Malia, and the whole team at Claus Financial. You can also learn about their separate divisions and sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter all at ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. The office here in Madison, the telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk a bit about the numbers and how you can calculate the tax on your Social Security, how that can be done. We'll find out from CJ and Malia about that, and we'll take your call next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. If you've got a question, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got the computer sitting at the desk, or maybe you're sitting at the at home listening on the stream, and you say, hey, I've got a smartphone in my pocket. You can always go to klausfinancial.com, learn more about them. You can also pick up the phone, give them a call. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. Talking this morning about Social Security income and having to pay taxes on that benefit. And so as we kind of break the stuff down this morning, and for some people maybe just learning or may have some questions about how that all works, let's talk then about who's taxed on their Social Security, and is there a formula or is there a way to kind of calculate what that tax may look like?
Yeah, so to keep things simple, if your only income, which doesn't apply to too many people, but if your only income is from Social Security, it's likely that your benefits are not taxable. But if you have other taxable income, such as from a part-time job or job, if you're a freelancer, or maybe pension, or maybe withdrawals from, you know, your IRAs or 401ks, then 50% or 85%, up to 85% of your benefit may be subject to federal income tax. So first of all, to determine what percentage you're going to fall into, you need to calculate your provisional income. That's the IRS term, which is your adjusted gross income, not counting your Social Security benefits. So you just take your AGI, your adjusted gross income, not counting your Social Security benefits, plus any non-taxable interest, and then you'll take half of your Social Security benefits to help you determine where you fall. So if you're single and your total that we just went through is less than $25,000, your benefits will not be taxable. If you earn between $25,000 and $34,000, then 50% of your benefits may be taxable. And if you earn more than that $34,000, then 85% of your benefits may be taxable. Now, we're not saying that you're going to pay 85%. So keep that in mind. I think people hear these numbers going, oh my gosh, what's going on? It's just 85% of that Social Security amount may be taxable. If you're married with income of $32,000 or less, your Social Security benefits are not taxable. With income between $32,000 and $44,000 in a joint return, then again, up to 50%. And with incomes of $44,000 on a joint return, 85% again of your benefits may be taxable. So keep in mind, as we said earlier, these calculations are only applying to federal income taxes. There are currently 13 states that do tax Social Security benefits. And I mean, I do want to make a comment, not to get off kilter here, but I'll reach out to CJ here. You know, we didn't tax Social Security benefits many, many years ago, but now we do. Do you really think that would ever go away, CJ, that we would Social Security benefits, you know?
No, as a matter of fact, if you listen to our or you go to our website, we did a quarterly webinar. And one of the things we pointed out on that webinar was that right now we have some of the lowest federal marginal income taxes in the history of our country with, in conjunction, the highest federal debt as a percentage of GDP in the history of our country. Those two things cannot coexist. Those two realities cannot coexist for the long term. So to Malia's point, the likelihood of that going down or going away is just, you know, it's ridiculous to even consider.
Yeah. So, you know, we enjoyed it while we had it, and we've moved the other direction. So to put some numbers to this, because people are like, okay, so what does this really mean if I fall in these different income categories? If you file individually, for example, and you have $50,000 in income and you get a $1,500 a month Social Security benefit, you would pay taxes on 85% of your $18,000 of annual Social Security benefits, or on $15,300. So as of today, nobody pays taxes on more than 85% of their benefits, no matter what their income is. Again, subject to change. So enjoy it while we have it.
good advice there. Good guidance as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, we'd love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Mention the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. A lot of great resources on the website, and their telephone number 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. $1 million question, which actually may literally be $1 million question. I think one of the things that a lot of folks ask about is, when is the best time to begin your Social Security benefit? What exactly would that be? And I like to get my pen out on these ones and make sure I get the note, get it proper. Yeah. So what's the answer, CJ?
It's 64 years old, 325 days. No, I'm just kidding. There is no ideal age. Sean was like, wow, their answer has changed.
He was excited. Yes.
I know. Wow. I know when I should pull now. Listen, anybody who is gimmicky is going to say everybody should do Roth IRAs, or everybody should draw Social Security at 66, or everybody. Listen. Those are silly, oversimplified responses. So truth be told, if any of you have listened to our show for a long period of time, you know that there is no ideal age, but there's some things to consider that can impact when you should draw your own Social Security benefit. Some of those things would include, what type of debt do you have going into retirement, and what are your income needs? Do you have a spouse who will be collecting Social Security off of their own record or off of your record? Furthermore, what's the longevity likelihood in your family that you're going to live a long time? Some other things to consider would be, what's your full retirement age, or your what we call normal retirement age? So for those who don't know, we call this FRA. And just remember, that is for most Americans between 66 and 67. But also remember that you may start receiving benefits as early as age 62. Or as late as age 70. So you can start drawing at 62. You can even wait to age 70 to draw. And the longer you wait, the higher the benefit will be. But there is this middle ground, which is known as full retirement age. So if you were born before 1954, your full retirement age is age 66, which is also known as the unreduced Social Security benefit. If you were born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 and some number of months. If you were born after 1960, like I was, your full retirement age is 67. At this time, there are no Americans whose full retirement age is older than 67, right? So for every American, it's between 66 and 67 years old is where your full retirement age is, or also known as your unreduced Social Security benefit. Now, if you're working, you know, it might be worth waiting to collect, because for those who have heard us talk about this, if you draw before your full retirement age, so let's just say you're like me and your full retirement age is 67, you could be drawing at 62, right? So I could have drawn at that time. But if I do, then I am limited on the amount that I can earn before it starts impacting my benefits. And so you want to be careful with this, because it's like $18,960, something right around there, is the amount that you can earn before they start taking benefits away. And then final kind of thought here is that if you wait after your full retirement age and you're still not drawing, then you get these things called delayed retirement credits of 8% per year up until the age of 70, which, if you do the math, if you wait from 67 to 70 and it's growing by 8% a year, you're getting an extra 24% of a benefit when you start at age 70. So a lot of things to consider here, but it's worth sitting down with an advisor and evaluating what's right for you.
Really good advice, really good guidance this morning from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can learn more about them online, KlossFinancial.com. Their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And the telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll talk talk a little bit more about FRA, and we'll also talk about getting a Social Security statement, something you can access yourself. We'll find out from CJ and Malia how to do that, as well as do the Kloss Quiz question of the week next, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We're talking Social Security this week with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Coming up a little later in the segment, you're going to hold on to that number as well, because we'll do the Kloss Quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Amazon. That in just a moment. Still got some stuff, though, that we need to get into when it comes to Social Security. Let's talk then about kind of the other side of the spectrum, is if you decide to take Social Security early before your full retirement age, what restrictions are there and what do people need to be watching out for?
Yeah, this is what I was mentioning briefly before. So again, you can draw as early as age 62. Truth be told, widows can draw as early as age 60, or if you're disabled, you can draw even earlier. But we're setting those things aside. For the average American who is not disabled, who is not a dependent, they can draw at age 62. Full retirement age, as I mentioned before, is between 66 and 67, known as the unreduced Social Security age. But if you draw early, so early would be anything before your full retirement age, then you have to be really careful. Just hear this loud and clear. Warning, warning, warning. You're going to draw early. You can only earn $18,960 in 2021, at least, before they start pulling away your Social Security benefit. So imagine I'm 63 years old, which is before full retirement age. I'm drawing Social Security and I'm earning, say, $30,000 a year. Well, that's a problem, because that's over $18,960. And the way it works is, for every $2 you exceed that limit of earnings, they take $1 of Social Security benefit away. So just there's other calculations that you could be aware of as it relates to the year in which you turn full retirement age, but I'm not going to even go down that road. It starts to get pretty confusing. All you should know is that if you are going to draw Social Security before your full retirement age and you plan to continue working, talk to your accountant or financial advisor to make sure you don't step into a landmine.
Yeah, CJ mentions warning, warning, warning. Make sure you know what you're doing before you do it. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz question of the week, I know, Malia, you've got a fantastic source for folks, a great tool for people when it comes to finding out what their Social Security statement looks like. What do people need to do? And also the question I think a lot of people wonder is, how can I apply for my benefits as well?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we mentioned this website a lot, ssa.gov. I know many people still say, well, yeah, I remember getting those green statements in the mail. Well, they're not really coming in the mail very often anymore. So you really need to be proactive. Go on ssa.gov. It's a secure website. It's actually a really well done website. There's so many different portions of it that you can delve into. One of the first things I want to say is go into your actual income, your actual Social Security statement, your most current one, and make sure that the income that's being reported by Social Security lines up with what you know you earned in different years, because you may find some inaccuracies, and we would love for you to get those resolved before you go into retirement and need to pull your Social Security. So be proactive on that. You can actually apply for retirement benefits 3 months before you want your benefits to start. So using the online application, again, fairly easy to do at ssa.gov. You can achieve that. You don't have to wait in a line at Social Security. However, if you have a more complex situation with regards to perhaps an ex-spouse's benefits and how that could affect you choosing which benefit to take, you may want to make an appointment, call and make an appointment to speak to a specialist. They're very helpful. So again, as I mentioned, perhaps there's an ex-spouse. If you were divorced and you were married for at least 10 years, you may be able to claim benefits based on your own work record or collect a spousal benefit that could provide you up to 50% of your ex-spouse's Social Security benefit. You know, I don't think Social Security is trying to cover up what your biggest benefit could be. But I also would say you have to, you know, you have to be very much self-motivated to find out what is my best option. And sometimes that information is not just coming out without you trying to investigate. So really look into this. I know this week I had an interesting situation where a client is moving into a different position, and he was in ministry for many years and not paying into Social Security. And he's getting close to retirement right now. And when we looked at his Social Security record and we saw a whole bunch of zeros, the question was, he now has an opportunity to start paying in for a few years. And he wanted to know if it made a difference in his future benefit. And we've said this many times. If you have, and when you're looking at those income zeros, maybe for years you weren't making anything and not paying in, if you can cancel out a zero or two, it actually can make a significant difference in your future Social Security benefit. So really important to make sure that it's accurate. And also it may be a situation where you might want to go back to work for a couple of years. So take that seriously as you look at those benefits.
Great guidance this morning from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Don't forget as well, with that number, you're going to hold on to it, because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Kloss Quiz Question Week is this. Currently, how many Americans pay income taxes on a percentage of their Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits? Is it 5 million or 20 million? First call with correct answer to the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 442-5637 will win a $25 gift card to Amazon. Again, the number 442-5637, and that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Friends from Making Dreams Realty, come your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, money, money.